the swearing, Paul.
It profoundly bothers you.
Yeah. Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes!
Scream Queen!
Bobby Briggs was an ex-tennis champion, self-proclaimed male chauvinist, and more or less the echo of all the bad parts of the 1970s.
I love women in the bedroom and in the kitchen.
He looks a bit like an Austin Powers / Woody Allen crossover, and he was a hustler who went on to play Billie Jean King, the female tennis champion at the time, for a bet. And now it's been turned into that 70s-looking tennis movie starring Emma Stone and Steve Carell.
Male chauvinist pig versus hairy-legged feminist.
And Battle of the Sexes is a larger metaphor on just one of the ways women were trying to gain equal rights back then.
You're still a feminist, right?
I'm a tennis player who happens to be a woman.
Billie Jean deals with the inadvertent sexism within the sport and, well, the world. But she's also dealing with her sexuality.
You're offering the men's winner 8 times what you're offering the women's winner.
So I did enjoy this movie, and I liked how the movie wasn't limited to the conventions of any particular genre.
You know what I'm doing? I'm cooking.
It might be due in part to the director. He's a guy called Jonathan Dayton. He did Little Miss Sunshine and other feel-good flicks in the mid-2000s.
What's that, chicken?
Every night is chicken.
Holy God almighty.
And he's notorious for making films which sort of fall into a genre limbo space. They're sweet, often a little sensitive, other times a bit charming, and can often be really uplifting.
The battle you've all been waiting to see.
But this also happens to be where the movie falls short in a lot of ways, because at times it just feels a little predictable. And this might be because, well, yeah, we know how the story is going to end. It comes from history, but the emotional stakes never really feel all that high throughout.
Does she have the nerve?
Big budget historical retellings toe a really tricky line. They have to be reasonably historically accurate whilst also taking creative liberties and risks at the same time. It's a really tough gig. Battle of the Sexes manages to do both, but despite being a well-crafted, well-acted and important movie with a message, it does play it a little safe a little too often. Anyway, it gets 3.5 out of 5.
Triple J.